One Monday morning, an executive grips his chest in excruciating pain, and all those poor daily choices that didn't seem to matter, didn't matter much at the time, they began to matter a whole lot. And the coronary artery ruptures, the platelets quickly gather around the tear, forming a clot and cutting off the heart's blood supply, and he collapses as a result of a massive heart attack at age 50. And then everybody's surprised. Well, he seems so healthy. You know, I know you may have people in your life that it's happened to like that. Well, here's the thing. Eating that one cheeseburger, it didn't kill him. But the body has an amazing ability to handle a few bad choices. But what killed him was making similar bad choices day in and day out over the course of all those business lunches and those events year after year. So isn't it crazy that our health is our most precious asset, yet daily we choose, most of us make these choices that directly conflict with our ability to preserve it and stay healthy. That's the part that is so nuts about it. And I gotta say, I was right there. I lived every day like that. So why is that? You know, why do we do those things? And one of the reasons is because the negative results, they're not obvious right away. So eating a cheeseburger today or bypassing the treadmill on our way to the couch, it's not going to be noticeable. It's not going to downturn our health right away. But by the same token, choosing a healthy vegetable for lunch today or going to the gym once or twice in January, that's not going to create a noticeable improvement. So what will make a difference? What's going to change these things? It's going to be choosing actions on a daily basis that support your journey to optimal health. And over time, those choices make all the difference in the world. They make all the difference between death and radiant health. So I know this is some heavy stuff, but it's so serious to choose health because being healthy doesn't happen by default, especially in this modern world that we live in. So I wanted to share something else cool that I learned this week, and I came across it and I hadn't heard of it before, but did you know that our heart has its own age? And if we've treated it well, it's probably not too much older than the age that we are. But if we haven't, it could be quite a bit older than our current age. So on average, across the United States, American men, their hearts are about 7 years older than their chronological age. And for women, our heart age is about 5 years older than our calendar age. Unfortunately, here in Alabama, our hearts are older because of our unhealthy lifestyles. So the heart age, if you look across the United States, Utah has the best average. They're not very far in excess years over their chronological age. But here in Alabama, for men, our hearts average to be about 10 years older than our chronological age. And for women, that's 9 years. And though we can't rewind, you know, we can't get younger. We can all say that we're younger, but we can reduce our heart age. For example, if you have a 50-year-old man who smokes and has high blood pressure and is right on the border between being overweight and obese, his heart age, so if he's 50, his heart age would be probably somewhere around 72. However, if he quits smoking and gets closer to a healthy BMI, his blood pressure is going to come down, and that's going to help, and he should be able to shave several years off of his heart age, even up to about 19 years, and bring that back down to being about 53 to 55. So I thought that was pretty neat, that we really have a lot of control over that. And a woman in the same health situation could reduce her heart age from, if she was 50 and her heart age was about 74, she could reduce that back down to be about 51. And here we are talking again. It makes all the difference. It's those lifestyle choices. And so you can make healthy changes to lower your risk of developing heart disease. Controlling and preventing risk factors is also important for people who already have heart disease. And what you can do, you can watch your weight. That's no surprise. Quit smoking and stay away from secondhand smoke. Control your cholesterol and blood pressure. And if you drink alcohol, drink only in moderation, and then get active and eat healthy. So I wanted to share with you where you could hop online and you could check out your heart age. I thought it'd be fun to share that information. And what they're going to want is they are going to ask you some questions, just some information, a little bit about where you are and a little bit about your history. But that website is www.heartage.me. That's www.heartage.me. And I thought it was really good. I thought it was really great information. One of the things that they found that I thought was cool too is they said that people were way more able. I don't know what the motivation difference was, but the motivation was they had great results from helping people move forward because they knew their heart age. And they were able to make those changes instead of them making changes based on being warned about cardiovascular disease. So I thought that was really good. It was really great motivation to help people move forward. So take care of your heart, because it's the one that you got. But it's funny to me how it all comes down to those healthy lifestyle changes, how we sleep, how we eat, how we handle stress. And it's so doable to turn those things around. And it's just, I find it so crazy that I'm the one here sharing this information, because I spent so many years just not taking care of myself. And I really feel proud to be on the fighting side of things now. Especially when I never thought that I was going to ever be able to change things. So I just want to really encourage you to take control, take charge, and move your life forward, because it's so possible. And I'm here. I have coaches that are in Coleman. I coach people all over the United States, actually. I've got clients in several states. And here in Coleman, we have several different events. And if you're interested in finding out your current reality, where you are in your health, where you would like to be, how I can help you move forward, just reach out to me. My email address is ColemanCoach@gmail.com. And it would just be a pleasure to talk to you. I a lot of times just ask questions, because what I've learned, if somebody comes in and they just tell me, well, I just want to lose weight. Well, you want to lose weight so that what? You know, so what do you want to accomplish? So I really like to ask questions and find out where you want to go, because if I don't know what you're looking for, it's almost equivalent to stepping into the doctor's office and telling the doctor that I just want my appendix out. So it's really finding out, why do you want that to happen? What's going on? And just really getting to know you and your situation, and see how we can together move you forward. So you're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health, and we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, and please feel free to call in. I'll give you that number when we come back because I want to find out how everybody's doing on their resolutions. All right. Be back shortly. Thanks.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Live 95.
AIDT is seeking qualified applicants for Grade 1 and Grade 2 maintenance technicians at Polaris Industries facility in Huntsville. These positions require a high school diploma or GED equivalent and legal authorization to work in the United States. You must be at least 18 years of age and be able to lift 40 pounds. Applicants must successfully complete an AIDT pre-employment training program to be considered for employment at Polaris Industries. Starting pay rate is $20.97 for Grade 1 and $15.93 for Grade 2 with pay increases after 3 and 9 months of employment. Duties and responsibilities include installations, alterations, modifications, and maintenance of facility systems and production equipment. Experience with electronics, hydraulics, pneumatics, and mechanical systems is required. If you're interested in a new career at Polaris Industries, apply online at applytopolaris.com. That's applytopolaris.com. Apply today. AIDT and Polaris are equal opportunity employers.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, okay, so January has come and gone, and I'm wondering if getting healthy this year was one of your goals. And if it was, where are you at? That was like one of the major goals, one of the major resolutions sweeping our nation. And so I'm wondering, where are you at with that? Are you going strong? Are you making progress? And if you have found some things that are really working for you, then I encourage you to call in and let's have a quick chat about it. It's 256-737-9505 is the number. But so anyway, if you may not be, you might already be thinking, oh, maybe next year. I sure hope not. I just hope that you stay motivated to move forward. But I want to talk a little bit about why it is that we don't. So for instance, if I'm 50 pounds overweight and I eat a burger and fries, what am I going to have? I'm going to have instant pleasure from that, because that's going to just hit that pleasure center in my brain, and I'm, it's just that it's instant pleasure. And in that moment, if I eat the grilled chicken salad, I'm not going to have instant health or weight loss, am I? So what we do is we go for the burger and fries, and then we rationalize, I'll start tomorrow. And it's this ongoing cycle of us putting off, procrastination, the procrastinating of waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right feel, the right vibe, the right mindset, which never comes. There's always going to be an event or a holiday or a reason why now's not the time. And then we wake up 5 years down the track. Now we're not just chubby. Now we're obese. And now we're not just a bit unhappy, but now we hate ourselves. And we don't want to go out because we've been on a slippery slope of putting it off. And putting it off, and putting it off, and putting it off, and talking about it, and thinking about it, and nearly doing it, but never actually doing it. And I know what this cycle is like. I was there for years and years, and that's why I love so much about what I'm able to do now. And if I would have known it could have been as simple as it has been, oh my goodness, I would have started a long time ago. But that's what I love now, is I get to work with others and help them get clear on what they want. Because when you get clarity, when you get specific, when you get certainty, then you create excitement. And when you create excitement, then you create momentum. And when you create momentum, that's when things really start to change. So don't keep waiting. Don't keep saying, soon. Because you know what? There is no soon. There's now. You never, ever, ever will live in the future. Did you know that? It took me a long time to figure that out. You will never live in the past. You will never live in the future. We will only always live in the present. This is where we live. And if we don't choose now, if you don't choose now, then a lot of times we will never. Because you'll always be rationalizing and justifying and explaining to yourself, and that internal dialogue in the head. And it's chaotic up there, but we'll be talking to ourselves saying, why now's not the time? And we really just need to get to a place where we don't do that. So I just want to encourage you to make the decision. And if you are struggling making that decision on your own, then reach out, because there's people that really want to help you move forward. So as we head towards the latter part of the show, I had a question that was emailed to me this week, that I would like to answer on air, because it's a good one. And I actually get posed this question pretty regular And so there's a pattern, I'm sure. So, dear Sandy, I need help with willpower. I do great all day until I get home, and then I cave in to whatever's around. What can I do to change this? Well, one of the things that I've learned for myself is that willpower seems to be limited, that it runs out, that it's almost like we have an allotted amount to handle things throughout the day. And it's not just food that takes willpower, oddly enough, because I think that most of the time we end up just really focusing on willpower in that area. But willpower, it takes willpower to do a lot of things. I mean, it takes doing things that we don't want to do, like maybe run some errands or do taxes, or even sometimes it's get out of bed. We have to use our willpower towards those things to help us move forward. So I can understand why by the end of the day, you get home and you're done. You're tired. There's a lot going on, and you can just give in. But I can tell you one of the things that I've learned that trumps willpower is there's a few things. One is practicing things so that they become automatic, just automatic in your life, by having things prepared, being supplied, having food prepared, and not having the things in your house that would allow you to turn to them. So having that structure so that when you get home, you're not in an area where you're going to have things to reach for. There's not going to be things like Pop-Tarts and chips, and setting yourself up for success that way. Having the structure is going to take care of the areas that you don't happen to have the willpower. And if you can build that muscle of being prepared and having things set up ahead of time so that you can win, then those choices are going to become a lot more automatic, and you're not going to have to rely on willpower. Because I know for me, if I had to rely on willpower, it gets old. Even through the holidays, I can give you an example. So there's lots of events, and I can stay strong for the first event and have a plan, and I can stay strong for the second event and have a plan, and I can even have a plan for the third and fourth and fifth event. But it's almost like as time goes and I'm exposed to those choices and I'm getting tired and everybody's eating that stuff, I feel my willpower start to wane. So it's not a source of energy that stays with us long term. But just really try to plan and structure and set yourself up for success. And if I can help you come up with any more strategies by learning a little bit more about your own situation, then I would love to do that. Well, that's about it for tonight. I really appreciate you for tuning in. And if you stay tuned, because Big D's up next, and you're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent station. Thank you so much. See you next week.